What's going on, everyone? Mark Gaberti here from Breakthrough Success. In this solo Saturday, we are going to talk about the digital lifestyle. And this is going to focus on what type of lifestyle do you want to have, and then how do we get there? There are so many people who they just see entrepreneurship. They just see the business. They just see the side hustle. They just see some people making money from working online. But with a digital lifestyle, you have to think about what type of life do you want to have within your work and what type of life you want to have outside of your work. And once you get clear on those two things, that's where the change in your lifestyle can start to happen. One of the reasons that a lot of people feel like they don't get everything done and they can't afford everything that they want to afford is because they don't think about their numbers. So with finance, there's three basic numbers. It's how much do you make, how much do you spend, and then how much do you keep? And the more money you're able to keep, the more options you have. Now, some people think that you have to make $10,000 a month, have the six-figure income to live the type of life that makes the most sense for you. But you could just as easily cut down on expenses and have a minimalist lifestyle so that you don't have to make a ton of money to have the same lifestyle. I'm all for going after the six-figure income, but there are some people who they make less than six figures each year and they are able to do all the things they want to do in their life. It's because they are smart with their money, and that is what we have to get better at doing. So one of the things that I do is I track my income, my expenses, and my profit. And I use a spreadsheet so I could go back to my 2019 data, which is when I started doing this. And by tracking both your income and your expenses, you get more clear on how much you're actually making, how much you get to keep after all the expenses are considered. And when you look at your expenses, you want to look at some of the biggest expenses you have, figure out ways to cut those down, and also look at the recurring monthly expenses that maybe you're not using it anymore. Maybe you had a gym membership, but now you have a gym station at home and you don't need the gym membership anymore. Like examples like those, it's small fees that get you a lot. And then it's some of the more expensive stuff. So when it comes to a digital lifestyle, one way, like the whole theme here to having that lifestyle that you want to have is you cut down on expenses and you boost your income. And with digital, you have the option to work anywhere. So it may be worth it for a lot of people to look for an area that has a lower cost of living, that maybe it doesn't have an income tax, maybe its taxes are a lot less. I mean, right now, I live in New York, but this isn't going to be the place that I live forever because taxes are so high. And it's one thing if you're at a job in the city and you're getting paid for that job in the city, but when you have that digital lifestyle, it doesn't make as much sense for you to stay at a location where taxes and all that stuff is going to be really high when you're not pinned to that location. You have the ability to move around. So for some people, they may be attached to their location, and that is totally fine. For other people, maybe it makes more sense to make that move. You cut back on some of the expenses, and that makes it easier for you to achieve your digital lifestyle. Now, so far, we've only talked about the money side, but there's certainly more to this. One of the factors is how many hours do you want to work? For some people, they love their business and they're willing to go all out and do 10 plus hours each day. Other people, they have family, so they want to only do 6 to 8 hours a day, and some days just take the whole day off. And you want to get clear on what it looks like for you. How much time do you truly want to spend working? And at the beginning, a lot of people, they have this grind mentality. The harder and smarter you work, the more your income is going to multiply and grow. but you do want to set, like, what does the ideal standard look like? I know there's talk about the 4-hour work week being Tim Ferriss's book. And for a lot of people, that's just not realistic to only work 4 hours each week, but you can do something like 4 hours a day or 6 hours a day and weekends off. You can very realistically do that after you put in the initial time to grow multiple streams of income that continue to work for you. So when you do set that hours goal, that long-term idea of how many hours do you want to work, then it's just a matter of figuring out, how do I make the amount of money where I can only work that many hours? What do I have to do to get to that level? A lot of people who, they get closer to 4 hours work week, for it's more reasonable to expect 20-hour work weeks for people who want to get to that type of level. That's more reasonable, plausible. The people who get to that level, they hire people, they outsource the work. And if you outsource some of the work, then you can get closer to that digital lifestyle. Now, of course, that is an expense and that does bite on profit. But if you average, let's say, $50 an hour and you can delegate a task for $10 an hour, then it makes sense to delegate that task so you spend more of your time doing $50 an hour things. And then you could build up to $100 an hour things, $300 an hour things, and keep on building that up. Now, the only thing with building up a business, and this is where we get into the whole lifestyle piece, is that the more you want to grow, the more time you have to commit. So for some people, making six figures a year isn't the right play for them because of how much time it would take them each day to hit that milestone. And you can definitely hit six figures. And if you are worried about the time piece, you could definitely delegate. But then when you go for million or 10 million, those are the types of numbers you got to put in a lot of work. You got to have a big team. You have to constantly communicate with that team. There's more moving pieces as you grow a business. And it is for some people, but it's not for everyone. So understanding what type of lifestyle you want to have and then being digital with it. So you just have more options. You can go on vacation whenever you want. You can work however short or however long as you want. And when you get clear on all those things, you get clear on the hours, you get clear on all the money numbers, it allows you to move faster towards a lifestyle that you envision rather than just having this vague idea of, I want to get out of my job someday. Well, how much money do you need to get out of that job if that is something that you want to do? Or, I want to make a ton of money. What does enough money look like for you? What are the non-negotiable expenses? So you have your food, your water, your living, like those are the necessaries. But for me, my non-negotiables, I want to run often. I want to run in marathons. That's certainly an expense and there is some travel in there. But other than that, I don't really have something that I just spend my money on other than something like the stock market. So that brings us to another point. You want to have your money work for you. Do that through investments, whether it is stocks, real estate, or something else. It's very important for you to invest the money that you make with having, you want to have an emergency fund also in case something happens. But by investing the money, you are building up, and it making your money work for you is one of the best ways to build up wealth. And you need that if you want to more easily tap into millionaire status, six-figure status, any type of income goal you want to reach. It's just going to speed up if you invest and you get your money to work for you. So I mentioned about the marathons, and again, think about what your thing is. Maybe you like to go to Disney once a year, and that's your non-negotiable. Once you figure out what all your non-negotiables are, and make sure you cut corners on some of these. Like, some people, their version of non-negotiables is spending thousands of dollars on shoes every year. So some people really enjoy that, but it's not necessarily something that helps you with achieving financial freedom. And it's not an experience. Like, I think if you want to spend money on something, I'm all for the experiences rather than a ton of overpriced fashion merchandise and everything like that. So once you get clear on what your non-negotiables are, then just crunch numbers to figure out what your total expenses are going to look like. And the moment you figure out everything, your cost of living expenses, your business expenses, your travel, miscellaneous, everything in between, that is your number. And then you have to make more money than that expense number each month, and then you're set. So when it comes to that, that's the hard part. That's the, you got to figure out how to make that number happen. Tap into multiple income streams. One of the biggest mistakes people make is they only rely on one income stream, which is their job. And unfortunately, there were a lot of people who during the pandemic, during the lockdown, they got laid off and they didn't get paid. And it's one thing for an income stream to dry up when you have five others that are just as good. But when you lose your one and only income stream, it definitely creates a lot more stress, which is why it's good to build up a portfolio of income streams. So a variety of side hustles, a variety of products, a variety of services and offers and getting clients, not just one big paying client, but multiple clients spread throughout your business, that is going to give you less financial stress and it's going to give you more stability. So the digital lifestyle, it's definitely a very exciting promise where the big narrative is you have a job, you become an entrepreneur, you do what you love to do, you leave your job and you make enough money so that all expenses are covered and you're able to grow. But when you get down to the numbers, you can make it easier for yourself. There are some people who they are fine with only making a few thousand a month because of how they have their lives set up. They don't have to spend as much money on certain things. There are other people making the six figures, but they are stressing out about their finances because they spend too much. Sometimes it's because of over leverage, but you want to think about what type of lifestyle do you want to create for yourself? Too many people, they get stuck in the business and business is great. Like if you're doing what you love to do, you should keep embracing, but some people get stuck in the business and it costs them a marriage. And there are a lot of people who they don't go into it with the idea of let me grow my business and burn my marriage. But you do have people who do fall on that boat. And if maybe you're newlywed or maybe you're just getting started with living on your own or something of that nature, think about that long-term implication and make sure that as you grow the business, you are spending time with the people who you want to spend time with. That is the whole part about the lifestyle. It is all encompassing. And it's just one of the big things that people need to think about now instead of later. When you think about the digital lifestyle, when you think about what you want, how you want to live your life, what kind of expenses, what kind of experiences you want to have, and then you identify the income streams, which we talk more about in other Breakthrough Success episodes, that is when you get on the path to your digital lifestyle and living the life that you want on your own terms. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Breakthrough Success. I'd love to hear from you guys. My email, mark@markgaberti.com. I always love engaging with you guys. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Breakthrough Success. Take care, everyone.